Hello, everybody, and welcome to Labor Day weekend of Giants baseball. Boy, what a game last night. It was a game for the ages, a classic last night, as the Giants and Dodgers squared off all even in this National League West race, and the winner was going to have a one-game lead heading into baseball today. Well, the Giants prevailed 3-2 in 11 innings, and it sounds like a classic Don Drysdale, Juan Marichal, Sandy Koufax, Gaylord Perry game. Not so fast, not exactly. The Dodgers used 11 pitchers last night. The Giants used 6. 4 hours and 32 minutes, 39,338 saw it, as the Giants outlasted the Dodgers and beat them in 11 innings, 3-2. A tremendous game last night. It really was. It had everything you could want as a baseball fan. It was the fight for the division lead. Anthony DeSclafani was on the hill. Pitched great for the Giants last night. The Dodgers had lit him up all year long. But last night he got out there 6 innings, 2 hits. Well, hit to start the game to Trey Turner, then didn't give up another hit until later in his performance. No runs, 5 strikeouts for him. The Giants got a lead of 1-0, and it wasn't without a little bit of controversy. Of course, the Dodgers are using a pitcher in inning, and Knebel started and went 2. Then they brought in the old Giant, Bickford. Remember him, the first-round pick with the flowing hair as he pitched in the third inning? Well, he walks the pitcher, DeSclafani, who's hitting 0-29, and you knew this was not going to be a good inning for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Ruff got a walk, and then after 2 out, here's where the wheels started to turn. It's only the third inning. Lamont Wade Jr. is hitting in the 4th spot, and with 2 out, Gabe Kapler pulled him in favor of Austin Slater, who's hit the ball well against the Dodgers all year long, and a big hit against the Brewers this week as well. Well, in an 0-2 pitch, he's got a base hit, and the Dodgers were trailing. The Giants were leading 1-0 after the third inning. So not without the controversy on Twitter. I didn't agree with it. I don't like to see Wade get pinch hit for in the third inning when you're going to need him later on in the game. He's one of the hot hitters, but it worked out for Gabe Kapler. Well, the game moved on, and DeSclafani pitched his 6 innings. Watson had a good 7th. No walks, gave up a base hit. Rogers was perfect in the 8th. I'll tell you something with Tyler Rogers. He is going to be a force in this playoff run that the Giants are making. They're going to be in the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. It's just a question of whether they can win the division or not. So we've got a lot of October baseball ahead. We'll talk a lot about that today. Well, we got to the 9th inning, and here's where the daffiness started. With Jake McGee on the hill, there's 2 out, and McGee gives up a base hit to Taylor to tie the score 1-1. But to get to those 2 out, Buster Posey gets Turner in a rundown between third and home. He's got coming to third base, Seager. And you know, you get 2 runners on the base, and Turner is entitled to the base, and Seager, when he's tagged, is out. Well, then Seager moved off the base, and so did Turner. And Posey still had the ball. And Posey went to tag Seager, although he was already out, and let Turner get back on the base. It was reminiscent of the 30s, of the daffy days of the Brooklyn Dodgers, of when they had 3 runners on third base at one time. So the Giants don't turn the double play. Turner is safe. Taylor gets the base hit. And now McGee blows the save, and it's 1-1 after 9 innings. And the crowd was just wild. The game was wild, and you knew it was Giants-Dodgers. You just didn't know what was going to happen next. Well, we get into extra innings because Kenley Jansen comes on in the bottom of the 9th. And let me tell you, the Giants have his number as the season progresses and playoffs, if these two teams meet. Kenley Jansen's going to be a big problem for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He walks a couple. They could have run on him all day long. And then he gets Belt, Dickerson, and Posey to get out of the 9th inning. We go to the 10th inning, and the Dodgers get a run. And you go to the bottom of the 10th, and Crawford gets a base hit to score the ghost runner, who is Posey, on a base hit up the middle, a big clutch hit for Crawford. You go to the 11th inning, Harleen Garcia is in. The Dodgers are basically out of pitchers at this point, and Garcia gets a good out at the plate. shortstop to the catcher, and you get the out at the plate on when it was first and third. Then he strikes out the next two. And then we go to the bottom of the 11th, and this is where it got completely bizarre last night. Well, Evan Phillips is in, and he's got a good arm. He's got a good arm. Evan Phillips is pitching for the Dodgers. He's their last pitcher. Believe me, there was no one left after him. So with the ghost runner on second, Ruff strikes out. Belt gets an intentional walk, first and second. His run means nothing. It's a 2-2 game. Bryant gets a walk to load him up. And this brings up Dickerson, who hits a shot to the shortstop. They come home and get the force at the plate for the second out. We saw a lot of that last night. Great infield defense, great throws to the plate. We must have three or four force outs at the plate where that run could have won the game. Well, this brought up Buster Posey, and he's facing Phillips. He's got two strikes. It's a shot to second base. Turner in the hole between first and second gloves it, gets set, and throws it high and away to Will Smith, who's now playing first, who's never played first base in his entire life. And the ball is high and away. Smith comes off the bag a la Steve Sachs, who couldn't make those throws from second to first. And Posey is ruled safe, but not so fast. There's going to be a replay. So everyone takes a collective breath. They wait 3 or 4 minutes. And finally, New York says, Posey is safe. The Giants walk it off, and they win it 3-2 in 11 innings. You could not script this one in Hollywood any better than it was last night. For the Giants, 3-for-22 with runners in scoring position. Now, once you get to extra innings, you're always going to have a runner in scoring position. But they're 9 for their last 66, 22 for their last 123. The Giants at home now are 44-22. L.A. on the road is 39-27. 360 pitches were thrown last night in the game. The Giants now lead the series 9-8. They've won 9 of their last 13 against the Dodgers. They are in this stretch of 16 consecutive games without a day off. They are now 6-5, and they get it done last night. 10 pinch hitters in the game. Will Smith, who couldn't make the play at first base, you can't blame him. He's never played first before on the throw that came from Trey Turner. He was 0-for-5 last night and left runners on just about every time you turned around. So this bizarre game ends in 4 hours, 32 minutes, and the Giants win it 3-2. So with that, the Giants are now 86-49. The Dodgers are 85-50. They are a game back, as we've got 27 more exciting games to go, and, of course, 2 more in this series. In the National League wild card, Cincinnati gets pasted by Detroit. San Diego loses to Houston. And St. Louis wallops Milwaukee. Freddie Peralta, and this is a problem for Milwaukee, was gone after a couple of innings. He clearly is not right. Philadelphia ended up losing to the Marlins and Lizardo, believe it or not. And the Mets win again. So, Cincinnati has a half-game lead over San Diego. St. Louis is a game and a half back. The Phillies 2 back and the Mets 4 back. Cincinnati, San Diego, and St. Louis all with 64 losses, and the Phillies have 65. The A's blew a big lead last night and lose 11-10 to the Toronto Blue Jays. They are now 3 back of Boston for the second wild card spot. My goodness. What a night of baseball. What a night of baseball Friday night at the ballpark. It's Giants-Dodgers. You never give up, and it's never simple. You get to the end of the game. Well, today the Dodgers are going to feel a little bit better going into the game. They've got Julio Urias going today. He's 25 years old. He's 15-3 with a 3.17 earned run average. His 65th Major League start, he's 27-10. His last loss was June 21st. He's 6-0. Since then, 1 stolen base, 3 caught stealing. Now, this is important because the Dodgers are the worst in the league, giving up 91 stolen bases. Against the Giants, they've seen him 4 times this year, 23 innings, 23 hits, 10 runs, 3 homers, 3 walks, and 25 strikeouts. In San Francisco, he has pitched very well in San Francisco in 2 games, 11 2/3. 9 hits, 3 runs, a homer, no walks, and 15 strikeouts. You can get to him on that first pitch. 23 for 67 with six home runs. Lefties 218 with eight homers. Righties 224 with four. He's pitched 150 innings this year. They're trying to limit him, so we will see Dodger bullpen today, undoubtedly, no matter how the game unfolds. 124 hits, 19 homers in 150 innings. That's a lot. 32 walks and 160 strikeouts, an excellent number. Now, in his life in the big leagues, he's pitched 389 innings, 150 of them this year. So the Dodgers are going to have to watch him very carefully. First time through, 214. Second time through, 187. Third time through, 300. And that's where you probably can get him with nine homers the first time, five the second, and five the third time. So it is Urias today going against the Giants. Belt 5 for 14 with a couple of homers. Posey 6 for 15. Bryant 2 for 10 with a homer. Estrada 2 for 5. Boy, did he have a big home run Thursday. Ruff 4 for 13. What a leadoff hitter he's become. And he's a decent left fielder, too, and made some nice plays in the outfield yesterday. And Slater, he's the Dodger killer, 5 for 14 with a homer against Urias. I guarantee you he will be in there today. The Giants have announced that right-handed reliever Jay Jackson will start for them today. Now, he'll probably only go an inning or two, and then we will see, and I believe it, a lot of Sammy Long. So let's talk about Sammy Long right now. He's made six starts. He's been in 11 games. He's a lefty, only 26. Dodgers saw him once for two innings, two hits, no runs. He's pitched 38 innings in the big leagues, four homers, 13 walks, 38 strikeouts. So respectable numbers. But I'll tell you this, lefties 138 against him. I don't think we'll see Bellinger today. And that helps neutralize Trey Turner as well and Seager. Righties 297, lefties 138, as I say. Two solos of the four homers he's given up. Runners in scoring position, 265. Two out, 214. First time through, 247, then 212, then 250, so not bad. And Pollock's got a base hit off him. We'll see him in there today. And other than that, no one of note has done anything against Sammy Long. So I assume he's going to be in there at some point today and probably Quintana tomorrow. So that's a look at last night, one of the classics of Giants-Dodgers last night. Absolutely a classic. Won by the Giants 3-2 in 11 innings, excruciating innings, and they got a run thrown in. Irwin Nowick, my good friend, sent me that this morning, said a run thrown in, Tim Flannery's favorite phrase, when the throw from Trey Turner went awry as it was aimed well to the left of Will Smith, who was playing first base. Posey beat it out, and the run scored. Good hustle by Posey. And I'll tell you another guy we'll talk about today is Albert Pujols and the hustle he had last night and helped the Dodgers as well. All right, more coming up. Susan Slusser, the Chronicle, is going to join us. We've got a great show for you today. Bill Lasky is with us, Kerry Crowley, and we've got more ahead on this Saturday. KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.